علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are taking inspiration from the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the strategy that he has, that timetable, that plan that he has with regards to this community. What does he want to do in his leadership tenure? And that was actually what he wanted to do, was to create that change, because he saw that the society was returning back to the old days before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of those big problems was that stark difference in between the wealthy and the poor, the formation of these classes, whereby you have got the poor and the rich class, we have got the aristocratic class, and then we have got the poor and the destitute who cannot even find enough money to eat. And this was something that was painful, and the signs of destruction were being clear for Imam Ali alayhi salam. So here is where he took the step to inform and to shed light to the people so that they can change. The signs are already showing. You could see how Abu Dharr was being treated evilly, you know, badly, oppressed, removed, dying alone in a village where no one was there for him. We saw how other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were treated, and this was a sign that Islam was now being forgotten by the people and other values were coming in their place.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
This is when Imam Ali alayhi salam started to shed light towards the people. There were some people whose minds were open and they could understand what Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying. But unfortunately, those very people did not apply those teachings that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to remind them of. That is what Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to tell them. إِنَّ مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ عَمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَثُلَاتِ حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى أَنْ تَقَحُمِ الشُّبُهَاتِ. A person who has learned lessons from the past, a person for whom the past has made clear, the present scenario for him. He has been able to extract those principles from the past and apply them and use them as a light to see and to interpret the present situation and how to interact and react in the situation, in the present situation, in the best way. حَجَزَتْهُ التَّقْوَى أَن تَقَحُّ بِشُبَهَةٍ. Such a person needs to be pious, needs to be able to be careful and accurate in doing the right thing so that he does not fall back into those evil, actions that were being performed, the evil situation that was there for the society before this situation. It was a time for people to reflect and see that the reasons why the community of Ad, the community of Thamud, the community of Fir'aun that got destroyed, what was the reason for their destruction? What was the reason why the community of the Pharaoh of Fir'aun got destroyed? Wasn't it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, that the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, he sought loftiness on this world. He thought very high of himself on this world. عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. He went above, he felt he's above others. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا. He made the people, he divided the people. Some were poor, some were rich, some were this, some were that. He divided them into different groups and different classes. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. While he made, and while he oppressed and, suppressed a certain group of them, while others were very rich, others were affluent, the others were suppressed. This was the actual, evil thing that Fir'aun was doing. See, is this same thing happening in your community? And then you will wake up.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when you talk about the community of Fir'aun, Fir'aun on the one hand says, was doing all of these crimes. At the same time, he was saying, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your, the highest lord, the loftiest of your lords. I am the highest lord of yours. That was what Fir'aun was doing. But that was what he was saying. But Fir'aun believed in God. He knew that he is not a god. But it was his attitude. It was the way he was presenting himself, the way he had divided the society, the way he had suppressed a group of people, and the way he had taken over a certain position that he did not deserve. That a person, a human being, does not have such an authority that he can just command anyone to do whatever. It is that there is only God's authority, and he had taken up that authority. He had taken up that lofty position forcefully, suppressing a group of people. The people of the Islam, the Muslim society, had to look. Is this same thing happening today? Is there a group of people in the Muslim society that are mustav'af, that are being forced, that are being suppressed? Yes. You can see clearly people like Abu Dharr Ghaffari, those good companions of the Prophet who spoke against oppression and who spoke for the truth. They were being sidelined. They were being pushed away. They were not heard. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. While there was one group, عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, they were thinking that they are on top, others are behind, others are below. جَعَلَهَا شِيَعًا. The community was now divided into groups and clans and classes. There was the poor and then there was the rich. There was this and there was that. There was a group of those big heroes of Islam, unfortunately, who now started to feel that they have special privilege amongst the people. There was another group that felt that because they were, for example, close to the Prophet, they were supposed to be in such a way. And unfortunately, all these apparent things became the reality behind the divisions of the society. Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to remind them, see, isn't this same problem faced affecting you today? Aren't the symptoms of that sickness of the community of Fir'aun reflecting on you today? And yes, if you are careful, you would realize that that is there. And if you have realized that it is there, then it is time for you to change and create a difference within you. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to notice these symptoms in our own lives and in our societies, and are able to change and find a cure for them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه